Can't remember her name.
Bonnie?
Yeah, that's it. Bonnie.
Moody's heart sank. Bonnie was an attractive red-headed woman who, the night before the chair-smashing incident, had rejected his overtures in a Haifa hotel.
Jeez, she was great, Wallace chuckled. Nursed me beautiful.
Moody winced a smile and felt a little ill. It wasn't the sort of demoralising news he could cope with at that moment.
Where you off to, Dick? Wallace asked.
Got to see a man about a dog.
Mr. John King, the very tall, skeletally thin man at the white-painted, cold front office of the Abbotsford quarantine station, was firm but polite in dealing with the handover of the dog.
What do you plan to do with it? Moody asked as he bent down to pat the dog.
That's up to Mr. Wardle, the director of hygiene, King said, bending his hunched shoulders forward to glance at a photo of Horry with Moody in the Daily Mirror, and then back at the dog.
I wrote to him, but he did not reply, Moody said.
Mr. Wardle will reply, I assure you. He is a very efficient director.
Moody was nervous. He filled his pipe and lit it.
When will I know his, decision?